Welcome to the CEO of My Special Needs Family podcast, hosted by me, Amy Mann, a podcast aimed at helping amazing, hardworking and dedicated parents of children with special needs become empowered to be their child's biggest and most successful advocate. As a mum of a child with special needs, a parent mentor and a successful advocate myself, this stuff is my passion and my life. Hey, I'm your host, Amy Mann, and this week in episode 11 of the CEO of My Special Needs Family podcast, I'm going to be talking about mindset. Mindset is such a fascinating concept. The more I've learned about it over the past year, the more I have learned about myself and those around me, and the more it's helped me. It's helped me to communicate better with others and to understand them better. It was honestly like a light bulb moment when I was thinking about my neurotypical daughter. It's given me tools to use to help her with an area of school which she's been struggling with. And I shared them with her teacher, who quite honestly, no doubt, just thought, uh-oh, here comes Amy. But the change in approach once she understood how Bella is motivated has worked wonders for her confidence. And I wanted to share some information about mindset with you because it really can help boost your confidence. It can give you a different outlook and a way to cope with challenges. Because as parents of children with special educational needs and disabilities, we have a lot going on, don't we? It's not just the usual parent decisions like which after-school club to send them to. It's more, is there an after-school club with a higher ratio of trained staff that I can send them to? It's making big decisions over invasive medical treatments and surviving hospital admissions. It's seeing them suffer and trying to keep yourself and your family together. Then, on top of that, we are often the receivers of hurtful or unhelpful comments from friends, relatives, work colleagues, strangers and professionals, most of whom actually mean well and just get it a bit wrong, or perhaps they got it right, but you weren't in the headspace to take it on board in the way it was intentioned. Protecting yourself from other people's shit really is important. And I say this because most often it is their stuff to deal with and not yours. What they say is often just a mirror of how they feel about themselves or their own decisions. And working out why people speak and behave in the way they do is part of the key to not allowing it to affect you negatively. I want you to have the ability to protect yourself so that you can spend your energy focusing on your children and you. I want you to be genuinely able to filter out the excess noise, and using the right mindset approach can bring you more success in those all-important meetings with your child's professionals. It can help you manage tricky situations with your children, and it can help you cope and be resilient when challenges become more and more demanding. How you think and feel about the situation, your ability, and the relationship can all be improved, and it can bring a higher level of success. Moving into the growth mindset can bring about a greater resilience and a desire to learn and progress. So what actually is mindset? Well, mindset is a concept which has evolved from years of study by world-renowned Stanford University psychologist Carol Dweck. And once I had read all that I could, I devoured it. I realised that the concepts she shared were actually quite simple, but they were also a revelation. I could see myself in the descriptions and how I have changed from the time of growing up to the me now. I can also see the changes I've made over the past 12 months, having really truly understood the power of mindset. There is the fixed mindset and the growth mindset, and most people have a mix of both approaches to life, but you will err more towards one or the other. And as I was growing up, I can totally see that I was more immersed in the fixed mindset. A really simple example of this is when I passed my driving test. I had a Nova and I loved it. It was going to be my passport to freedom. However, the first time I was going to take it out after passing my test, I just couldn't get the clutch control right to even leave the drive. Honestly, I was so angry about it. And I can remember just shouting out loud, you know, I'm never going to get the hang of this. I'm not going to be able to get out of this village. But now looking back, honestly, I laugh at myself. But I see this trait in my daughter too. I thought that because I couldn't get the clutch control right in that moment, it was never going to happen. Even though I just passed my test, so clearly I was able to do it. If I had been in the growth mindset, I would perhaps have been more likely to try to work out what I was doing wrong and either ask for help or persevere until I got it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I obviously did get it in the end, but, you know, to me, not being able to do it meant I was a failure, and it was crushing my dreams of freedom. It sounds almost ridiculous now, but that's where I was. And fixed mindset can create a lot of worry, upset, and anxiety. The revelation for me was that as I have grown up and experienced more and more challenges in my life, I've been able to move more towards the growth mindset in adulthood. Perhaps when you have a child with disabilities and additional needs, the dogged determination you need to get them what they need somehow changes the brain chemistry. I don't know. But understanding how to lean more into the growth mindset and catch yourself when you're in a fixed state really helps to build that emotional resilience. And that is something that we all need to work on. Some of the studies Carol Dweck did were with students and teachers. And one of the lessons I learned from those studies has helped me to change the way I parent my neurotypical girly when it comes to schoolwork and other challenging things. And it has also helped to keep me going when I feel like I'm not getting anywhere with getting some of the things that I need to for Freddie. It's those times when you've been to a meeting and you haven't got the outcome you wanted. I'm a huge believer in the long goal and that no meeting or phone call is a wasted opportunity. It's just another step on the path to getting what you want. Sometimes though, when you have so many different challenges to work on, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and defeated, and that's the fixed mindset talking. Often, just a change in language can improve your chances of success. And Carol Dweck's advice is actually not to praise intelligence or talent. And that stands true for praise of your children, your work colleagues, your family, your partner, yourself. I've spent so many years praising my kids with, "Oh wow, that's such a great piece of work. You're so bright or smart or, oh, you're so talented," thinking that I was doing the right thing to encourage them. In actual fact, the words that encourage learning and encourage you to keep going over the hurdles is to praise the process. So praise the effort, strategies, focus, perseverance, and improvement. I mean, nobody could ever say that a parent of a child with special educational needs and disabilities doesn't have perseverance, could they? We have it in bucket loads. If after every meeting you attend, you didn't get the outcome you wanted, and you feel that that outcome is representative of how intelligent or successful you are, it's going to knock your confidence. It's putting you in the fixed mindset. It's the difference between feeling like you have succeeded or failed versus whether you have achieved your outcome yet or not yet. And living with not yet is far more powerful. I've not yet succeeded in getting what I need for Freddie, but I'm on my way. Getting to grips with how you handle and cope with the disruptions that other people can bring is also down to mindset. When you're in a fixed mindset and someone speaks cruelly to you, or perhaps even worse about your child, you are more predisposed to think that their words define you or define your child. It's like bullies, really. They use derogatory words, and the more they tell you that you are stupid or ugly, the more you believe them and the more you allow it to define you. Or perhaps every time you hear a professional say that your child won't achieve, they won't walk or talk, or have much quality of life. I've certainly been there with those comments, and I still have those conversations with professionals at times. They can't help it. They're often looking at where the deficits are and how we can work to improve that. And in the fixed mindset, I would believe them and accept that as fact. Okay, so Freddie won't walk or talk. But in the growth mindset, I would see that, and I do, as a challenge to learn more and be more and help Freddie more. More often than not, I think those around us who speak negatively are dealing with their own fixed mindset issues. Because quite honestly, when people criticise you for your parenting or how your child is, I think they're actually thinking about themselves and some of the decisions that they have made or the guilt they carry. Whenever I deliver a live workshop on mindset, during the mini mastermind in the second half, I often hear from people who are holding on to so much upset and anger over how they have been treated or how they have been spoken to, or simply just not understood, especially by a close family member. And when they are so close to your inner circle, it's just so painful. Working out why they behave in that way and where it comes from, rather than focusing on what happened, can actually really help you deal with it. Learning more can help you protect yourself. And I highly recommend Carol Dweck and her groundbreaking work on mindset. It is so incredibly insightful. I absolutely love the book and I've read it more than once. And there's lots of stuff on the internet that you can find about her. I'm going to pop the link to the book in the blog piece as well so that you can see it if you want to. But understanding that we are all a mix of fixed and growth mindset, but that we can develop ourselves and others to be more in the growth is just enlightening. We all need hope and resilience to get through the many, many, many challenges of loving and raising children with additional needs and disabilities. And working on your mindset is one of the keys to making that happen. It gives you the power to let go of what people say, to let go of their disruptions to your life, and to choose how and if you allow them to affect you. Thank you so much for listening today. That was just a little snippet around mindset and what it means and how we can use it as parents of kiddos with additional needs and disabilities. It can be so powerful. Understanding more about it is the key. So I highly recommend the book. If you've got any questions or comments about mindset, or perhaps you've already heard of Carol Dweck and you're perhaps using her strategies, drop me a line, amymanmentoring@gmail.com. I always love to hear from listeners and anybody reading the blog. So do get in touch and I will catch you next week. Take care. Bye. You have been listening to the CEO of My Special Needs Family podcast with your host, Amy Mann. I always love to hear from anyone in our community, so please send me an email to amymanmentoring@gmail.com or visit my website, amymanmentoring.com, or you can find me over on Facebook, Amy Mann Mentoring for Special Needs, on Twitter with the handle @AmyMannMentor, and sometimes you can find me on Instagram, velvet_bulldozer. You should also definitely, if you haven't already, join my Facebook group, which is the CEO of My Special Needs Family. And if you have any comments, questions, or would like to join me on a podcast, I'd love to hear from you. It would be so great if you wouldn't mind sharing this podcast with as many parents as you think would be interested to really help build our community. And also, if you could have time to leave a quick review to help others see it in the podcast listings. Until next time, take care. We'll be right back.